Floridians voted almost 20 years ago to open up their primary ballots and allow voters to decide a race when the only candidates are in the same primary. But as WSF Bobby O'Brien reports, some primary voters still like the idea.
All it takes is an opposing write-in candidate who doesn't even have to live in the district, and a primary race between candidates of the same party is close to all other voters. J.B. Davis, a Republican and small business owner, favors closing that loophole.
I think both parties are afraid that if they open up that loophole, then they'll get groups to go and push for candidates that are more favorable to their movements. And I'd like to see them lifted. I think people should be allowed to vote, no matter what party you're in.
And it would give even more voice to non-affiliated voters, like Tampa's 7th grade civics teacher, Roger Bright.
As an independent voter, I would love to see open primaries. I would actually like to see progressive voting, whereby you have your number one pick, your number two pick, your number three pick. So that would allow a little bit more access by third-party candidates.
There were a record 35 write-in candidates in this year's primary. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.